Stephen Sifra spent 4 years locked up in a security housing unit. Isolated from other inmates, alone in his cell for 22 and a half hours a day, he says there wasn't much to do.
I would look at the tower for hours waiting for just to see anything happen, you know, anything. You know, maybe the guy starts eating a sandwich or, you know, opens the door, or any noise, you know, it's like any noise that you hear has meaning.
Sifra says he got lucky. After spitting on a guard, he was sentenced to 4 additional years in prison, not the 25 he could have gotten. And he knew he'd get out of the shoe eventually.
I had hope. I had something to look forward to, something to hope for, something to work towards. And I did. You know, I would exercise every day. I would draw. I would read.
Sifra knew he'd be getting out because he hadn't been sentenced to the shoe because of connections with a gang. He's in the minority. 60% of the 4,000 California inmates currently serving time in the shoe have been validated as gang members by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. That 60% have what's called an indeterminate sentence in the shoe, which means they don't know when they'll be getting out. 23 inmates have been in the state shoes for more than 25 years.
But I do believe that there is a legitimate reason why we have the security housing units.
Ron Barnes is the acting warden at Pelican Bay State Prison. Barnes has been with CDCR for 3 decades and says he believes prisons have become less violent over time.
Over the years, and I think it's a combination of the newer facilities and the type of control that we were that we have with the newer facilities, I think that, you know, is a contributing factor.
According to CDCR, the number of violent incidents in California prisons has ranged from about 6,000 to 9,000 a year for the past 10 years. Barnes says gang activity remains a big problem at Pelican Bay. Leaders of the 5 major prison gangs are all serving time at the facility. And CDCR officials linked this summer's inmate hunger strike to validated gang members housed in the prison's SHU.
Victory! Inside!
Victory!
Outside!
Unity!
Inside!
Unity!
The 2-month-long strike has spurred inmate advocates to hold rallies to draw attention to the use of the SHU. And it has spurred lawmakers to hold legislative hearings. At a recent Joint Public Safety Committee meeting at the state capitol, Democratic Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner questioned the effectiveness of the shoes.
We have a lot of people in SHU, but if we're not having any reduction in gang membership, then we have to evaluate whether that's even a useful purpose at all.
UC Irvine criminology professor Keramet Ryder says there are many questions the state must consider. Her research shows the state overuses solitary confinement and that California is one of the only states to allow indeterminate sentences. And Ryder says the state has never done a thorough analysis on whether shoes make prisons safer.
What disciplinary infractions underlie the shoe confinement? Are prisoners in the shoe because they committed acts of violence within the institution or for some other reason? And do they remain in the SHU because of acts of violence? And then when they're released, do they commit fewer or more acts of violence in the institution?
No matter what the answers, it could be difficult to muster broad public support for any change that might be perceived as letting dangerous criminals off easy. But CDCR officials have taken steps to provide a new path out of the SHU. Inmates can be selected for a step-down program that gradually, over 4 years, reintroduces them into the general population. As of September, more than 500 inmates had been considered for the program, and 150 had been placed in it. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.